Hello, this is Brian F.
This is it. Kick it off. Rip into it.
Yeah. Got it in there. Stop and go.
Snarfle it into your ear holes.
Hey, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Can they hear you okay?
Yes.
Then we're fucking good to go.
Let's do it.
Look it. Hey, everybody. Look it.
It's the Spider Spy Podcast TV update.
Maybe you don't have anything to look at, but you should look at something and pretend that you're looking at it.
Watching it up.
I don't know.
Yeah. We should have a... like an 8x10 glossy on the net somewhere that people could stare at and pretend was talking to them when they listen.
Let's get one taken.
That would be nice.
Do you think there's a Sears in Bethesda we can go to?
That would be really nice. Get up. Oh, man. Maybe we
should hear. Let's take a bucket.
TV. What?
If not, somebody will have a camera we can borrow.
Yeah.
Let's take a picture of our balls and see if anyone can tell them apart.
Maybe I won't even bring a camera.
I'm bringing a camera.
I just won't bring anything.
Okay.
Just clothes on my back. And front.
Okay. And bottoms?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good. Does the butt count as the back? It does.
It should. I mean, when you're standing up, obviously, yeah.
Mix-a-lot would probably tell us that.
Yeah. That's right. Baby's got unders.
Udders?
Yeah. Under-udders.
Yeah. What's going on?
With me?
Yeah.
Or is this just like update?
No, I'm running a little bit late, so we're going to get right to it, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, whatever. Fuck it.
You
fuck it, man.
Bus.
Fuck it.
You quit
all the
job?
Time in the world.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Dude, it might be quitting me.
Yeah. I know, yeah. You want to talk about that? You want to talk about the recession?
Yeah, well, there's they lay off a ton of people in
every day.
In June. There was like 60 people laid off, right?
Yeah.
And then I survived that. And then just this week, last week, wait, mm-hmm. how would you say it if it happened like on Thursday or something?
Last week.
Okay. This past week.
I think that's just the traditional last week, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then they laid off another 70 people, not from my department, from other department. It's like...
Maybe you'd say this Thursday, like this Thursday that just happened.
Because it hasn't happened yet, right?
This last Thursday.
This last, yeah. Not the one in 2 days. Not
80 more people, wouldn't it?
Because, like, if you're talking about something that happened in the past, clearly it's not the one upcoming, right?
Yeah, that'd be that one.
You know what happened is that in the future... Well, maybe that's...
Well, I don't know. But no.
Okay.
I think this Thursday is the one that just happened, and that Thursday is the one yet to come.
This and that.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because our building's getting emptier and emptier, and my department's, as it is only like 5 or 6 people.
Are
so.
You getting wider cubicles?
Unfortunately not. I was hoping to get my own office, but that didn't happen.
You getting, pentables?
Rentables?
Pentables.
Pentables?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Like, there's so few people that you get to add walls under your cubicle, and like, it's,
oh, I get
you
it.
You know, you're making a big
I thought it was, like, sounded like a...
Like Lunchables?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Fruit roll-up or something. What? Oh, television update!
Yeah. I don't want to not do that.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. We watch television.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yes.
This Thursday was the inauguration of TV, resident television.
If you look up Books of the Bible on Wikipedia, it actually looks like a TV guide grid. Yeah, it's nice. Maccabees.
It yep. sounds like, is that a restaurant or what is that?
First and Second Queen of Kings.
Okay.
Yep.
So, what was the first television program?
You're on to me. Let's say Saturday Night Live Weekend Update, midweek, weekday.
Did not watch.
No?
No.
Just as well. It was all, U.S. politics and VMA based.
Oh, great. Yeah. Just what I need.
It's really, it's an odd concept for a show. You take Weekend Update,
yeah,
which used to be definitely the highlight of SNL.
Oh, for almost ever.
Yeah. And then it got...
At least since Norm MacDonald was doing it.
That's when it was great.
He was my favorite.
Ever since they got Seth Meyer? Yeah, just...
Myers?
I don't like him that much.
Does he have one Meyer?
I think he's got two.
Okay.
But they take that bit and then they stretch it to a half hour. And so it's, you know...
So it's the Daily Show, but for stupid stuff?
It's just really... It's not great. I mean, it's okay. I understand they got, you know, 30 Rock's not on and they got to put something there that people aren't going to miss when 30 Rock comes back.
Yeah, I guess so. It's weird because it seems like there's a shitload of other shows that are doing that exact same thing.
Yeah.
And by the time Thursday rolls around on a weekly program, it's old news, you know? Like unless yeah. something happens like the day before, they're going to be out there making news on
Wednesday. Even then, then it's all jokes that are like, you know, the too soon kind of jokes.
Too soon or heard it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking sick of it. It's getting so insane now. Like something happens and then it's just like shitload of jokes and everyone's saying everything about it like within the first 10-15 minutes and then you're done. You're like, I don't even fucking want to hear about this anymore. Shut up.
Hear everything you could possibly hear about it right away, like instantly.
Yeah,
and then
there's going to be the odd one that trickles through a little later and you know there's just some brilliant comedy writers that'll dig up some little nugget, but for the most part it's like, well, you know what I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. That fucking Kanji guy? Kanji West?
Why bother?
Not the effect I was hoping for, but that's okay.
Like the day after fucking VMAs, I sent one of them.
What does that stand for, by the way?
Video Music Awards.
Windows Music.
Vindaloo.
Media.
Yeah. The Vindaloo Masticate Arena.
Aha, there we go.
That's the food court in...
The Vashinal Masketball Association.
Maskball, that sounds good.
That's my favorite joke to do right now is when someone says like an acronym for something, you pick what it kind of sounds like, and then shove it into another one, just you know, like that, and it's funny.
I made a joke today.
I probably didn't have to explain that.
No. I made a joke today, though. I was upstairs having diarrhea. Seriously. Yeah. And I was thinking... Oh, that's funny. Sarah's cat is the pays the phrase if she scratches on the furniture, which turns out she does.
Phrase.
Get it? The pays the phrase? Yeah. That's not so good.
What does that have to do with diarrhea?
I was having diarrhea when I thought of the joke.
Oh, okay. That's where I do most of my best thinking.
My fastest thinking?
When I'm diarrhea-ing.
Yeah.
I love how you can put an ing on the end of that, because sometimes you have to, you know? Because like when you're in the middle of it, what do you say? I'm having diarrhea. You already had it.
I can't answer the phone. I'm diarrheaing.
Yeah, I'm going diarrhea.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm having.
Going number four.
I'm having diarrhea.
Number nine.
Which makes it sound like you're having a meatball sub. Oh, I'm having diarrhea. Yeah.
Yep.
Meatball subs for them and diarrhea for me.
It's what's for dinner.
Oh right. Man.
So I did not watch that.
Okay, it was bad. Next.
I don't attend to. Okay, what happened next?
I don't know. Office?
Yeah.
Office US.
Office US.
Or shoot, is it just Office North America?
By now, you know, they've overtaken the number of... Clearly, like, they've
they're
doubled
getting there.
Up. No, this is
no, they're coming
six,
close,
right?
Yeah.
There was only two. There was only, what?
Six 16? Episodes of the other one. There's one season per episode now.
Yeah.
Wait, there's only six episodes of the UK Office.
There's two seasons, right?
Yeah. Two seasons of three episodes.
Not true.
Plus the pilot and the Christmas. There's two seasons of two episodes. And the pilot and the Christmas special.
Come on.
That's true.
All right. Anyhow,
that's why they sell it. They sell it on one of those Flexi DVDs.
That show's got to end pretty soon, right? Office US? They can't keep that going forever.
Yeah.
It seems like it should be running out of steam, but the joke writing is good, and they do funny stuff. There's enough jokes that
what
I
what if it gets
enjoy.
Super fucking bleak?
It should.
What if
they
it just
should.
Like, isn't a comedy anymore? Just like,
just fucking go back to the old style.
They all just hate each other,
and like everyone is miserable and shit. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But it's a good, it's quality program. But I just kind of think maybe the premise is worn out its welcome. But you know, it's still lots to dig
you
into.
You should play Pam's baby.
Who?
Fucking Olsen twins.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because and they could be back. They could be rising stars again.
Their big comeback.
Yeah.
What about if Tarantino casts them in a movie? Wouldn't that be a better comeback?
Is that happening? Is that real?
No, but he did it with John Travolta.
That's true. He made that guy a name for
something
a little
or
bit,
other.
And then he was right.
Is he
back
responsible
to...
for Samuel L. Jackson as well?
I'm gonna say yeah. even though, you know.
Like, I know he was around and all that, but it seems like...
Curtis, right?
No, that was Lawrence Fishburne. It's Larry Fish.
Yeah. Larry Fishstein.
Yeah. Office review, thumbs up, but...
Well, I don't know. Did we talk about it? The parkour bit was great. There wasn't enough of the... What's her name, though? She wasn't in it at all. She was just in there spraying her pits, and that was it. No appearance in the episode.
Meredith,
yeah, nothing.
Agreed. And also, Ryan had no lines. He just was back, like...
Hot rumors, though. It was good rumors, I thought. I mean, they all made a lot of sense.
Yeah. It was a good premise. It was a good premise, and...
Pretty much, where the fuck is Holly?
Yes.
I mean, that was... The show almost became a show.
Okay.
Well, we're doing this 8 in the day. I'm all, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Digesting things now.
Congested.
Yeah. I'm still congested, yeah. I can't wait.
I feel like I might be getting sick.
You might be getting sick on Friday.
I mean, regardless, I think by Monday I'm sick.
Oh, definitely.
Convention ooze, you know, it's going to happen.
So. It's me. I'm definitely the pathogen this time. Antigen? Optogen?
All right.
Okay, so Office, agree to disagree. It's a fine show, but come on, keep moving.
I don't know.
If you could wrap it up this year, I would begrudge you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but it's good. It's still good.
Yeah.
I hope
Andy's conflict with being gay turns out that he is.
All right.
Well, don't you?
Sure.
Why not have him be gay?
Are we going to put a big spoiler alert tag on here if anyone hasn't watched TV in a week?
There's no spoiler. It doesn't end up that he's gay or not in that episode.
Yeah, but...
Pam being pregnant is not a secret. We haven't given anything away.
You're right.
There is parkour, and that's existed for hundreds of years, so...
Nope.
But no, I think that would be great if Andy was gay and if he was as gay as, like, as he is everything else, you know?
Right.
If he just, like, decided he was gay and was gay to the extreme and embarrassed the shit out of Oscar and whatnot, and then Oscar finally made his move on Toby, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Be hot. Should move that show to Showtime. Oh.
Spinoff? Do we hear spinoff?
I don't know. Just move it over.
Speaking of spinoff.
All right.
Is it time to spin off?
Yep.
Okay. Spinning off to what? The Parks and Recreation?
Parks and Recreation. Dun, 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 dun. That's a good show.
I like that opening theme. It's good. Opening credit sequence is
very nice.
Happy.
Yeah. A lot of squares and rectangles moving around.
Yeah. It's good. I like that show. I'm rooting for it. I hope it sticks around and finds its own way.
I think it has a shot.
I think so too. I think it's pulling away from its, you know, how like at the beginning it was a little too office-y.
A little bit.
I think it's pulling away, and I think you can forgive the style that they're using. It's just such a good like conduit to comedy.
You want people
but,
talking to the camera. You just want it.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, those can't do that. Well, yeah they can because no
the news
does
it, and the news on the other channel. So come on,
and you know the new entertainment news reporting shows and you know
yeah
can't.
I think it's
right
very
now.
Fine, very very fine.
I'm fucking up.
Good program.
Yeah,
don't
I
care
liked
for
it.
Brandanowitz.
What's that?
Love the mustache guy. Fucking love
yes.
the mustache guy.
Yeah,
needs more lines.
A little bit. I don't think they need to go overboard.
I don't think Rashida Jones is acting.
No, I
think she's
so
just
fine.
Fucking like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that is fine. But she's not doing a character at all. She is.
Yeah,
a straight man sounding board. She's just there. She doesn't
really
even
need
to be there.
You need that, and she's good at it.
I guess.
But what's weird is I didn't see the movie she was in recently. I Love You, Man.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
Slap in the base. Okay. That's a funny part of the movie. When you
say I'll keep an eye out for that.
No, it doesn't matter. If you haven't seen the movie, if people bring it up, just go slap it a base and like, oh yeah, fucking Andrew.
Should I say that to myself during the movie before it happens? To try and
ruin it
for myself?
Out loud in the weak fucking theater that's still showing it. Ruin
what
it for all those cheap creeps.
everybody who's going there is going there just to say that along with the movie.
Totally. It's a midnight showing of that line.
Dressing up as bass.
Hey, man.
Rob Bass.
You don't know. Okay, you haven't seen it. You don't know.
I feel like you're the kid at school who saw the movie or maybe didn't see the movie, and you're just making it up. You know?
I'm going to tell you.
You ever have that liar kid who was like,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I saw that movie. Totally. It's awesome. Here's what happened. And then, like, a year later, when movie? Kid, you're like, hey, that fucking kid.
I know. Yes, I remember that kid. It was not me. That kid has red hair and freckles. You know it.
Make sure Spencer does not grow up to be that kid.
No, he won't.
Okay.
Got brown hair.
No, he's going to be on the ball.
Yeah, totally.
Going to actually see all that stuff.
Totally. He loved that cloudy meatball chance. But that's not TV. That's a movie.
Oh, shit.
Back to TV. What's on after Park and Rec?
I don't know.
That's what they should call that show, by the way. They should stop fucking around. Parks and Recreation is a difficult name. Just call it Park and Rec.
Should call it Nope. Exclamation point.
Yeah.
I don't know that I enjoyed myself watching that. I don't know that I like busted a gut or anything.
Laughs.
Laughs. Yeah, but it, you know, it's still a young show. It only had 6 steps last season. Yeah. You know, I think that I'm pulling for it. I hope it sticks around. It's good. I like it.
I really like that one part. Wasn't that pretty good?
You know what? And you know what's also nice too? The chick characters.
What?
You know? Chick characters.
Chick characters? Funny
chicks. Funny chick.
Agree.
I don't know. Female lead.
Female leads are good, yes.
Female lead in a funny, actual funny show besides 30 Rock? Like, hey, let's have it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I didn't know 30 Rock was supposed to be funny, though.
You thought it was a documentary?
Yeah.
You thought it was that Matthew Perry show?
What's that?
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
That's Tyler Perry, isn't it?
It's Joe Perry.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys should have Steve a reality show together.
Yeah.
Could call it Perry to the Mob.
Perry Go Round. Fine.
That's better.
We both went with Mary. That's nice.
Yes.
What's on after that?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Did you watch that?
I didn't watch it yet. Tell me how great it is.
It was good. It wasn't my favorite episode, I'll say. I'll type it because I'm like, I'm not typing episode. Fuck that. I need a macro key for that.
Well,
you know what would be good? You know how you have your little 9 key on the side of your keyboard there?
Uh-huh.
For easy numberage, right?
Yeah.
What about like a separate 9 key for easy rumbridge?
What do you mean?
For like, you know.
Handy sayings?
Yeah. Like, it's like build a like little macros for like what words you would say normally, and you just have them on a little 9 key.
Oh yeah. Or like, I like a right click and move it in a direction, like on what do you call it?
Opera? Mouse gestures?
No, that's not right.
The Sims?
No, I'm thinking of the X and Z keys.
The Sims.
Zombie Shoot game.
Radial menu they use?
Yeah, well, or it's the same as in Zombie Shoot.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good, because then we could have like a list of stock phrases that it could randomly pick from, and you know.
And it could use variations on the theme.
Isn't there some way we could automate this show?
Oh, God, I hope so.
There's enough algorithms in 220-something shows that...
You haven't seen Sunny in Philly, but I thought it was good, not great, but welcome, funny.
Was Rickety Cricket in it?
No.
The Waitress is in it?
No.
Was the McPoyle in it?
No oldies. Regular cast and just unknowns extras.
Or that one lady that hangs out sometimes. What's her name?
No.
You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I do.
The witch lady, kind of the dramatic.
Artemis.
Artemis.
I saw a preview and she's making out with Frank.
Oh, good.
So, watching.
Hot fuzz.
Yeah, I know. It was good. I don't know. I guess if you didn't see it, but yeah.
Look
for that. Glad it's back. Happy.
Right. Survivor.
Are we done our comedies?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't. We're not going in any order.
It's all Thursday, anyway. It's all just clumped together.
It's true.
It's even worse this week because they're adding that flash forward to the mix there on ABC.
I'm probably gonna have to check that out.
I want to check that out. I don't think it's gonna last.
No, it doesn't seem like it can. But you never know. It might be really good.
It might be.
That's the one where, if you didn't know, everybody, hey, it's the show, it's being paired up with Lost on, CBS?
I don't know, CBS? What? No, ABC.
ABC, yeah. That's right. I don't know.
Not the Australian Broadcasting Company, because the ABC is a totally different company in Australia.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Australian Broadcasting Corporation?
Uh-huh. I'm going to sue their asses.
Australian Bum Cleaner, am I right?
Yeah.
High five.
Hey. Did you know that bum means fanny in Australia?
I did know that.
Yeah.
what do they call almost guys?
Twats.
Okay. Look at that vagrant twat.
Survivor, comedies, television. Hey, you know what's weird about TV is that it's the same things happening to TV that happened to fucking comics. Remember how comics like everyone was like putting out comics, and then people are like, I'm gonna wait for the trade. Now people just fucking wait for the season to be over and watch it all at once, and then that fucking show doesn't survive because the same thing happened to comics. People were like, oh, I'm gonna wait for the trade, and then the comics wouldn't get bought and everything.
You can't sell these.
Oh, fucking, the series is canceled. So then there's not gonna be a fucking trade, you dicks. Dicks.
Yeah, but all it means is the fucking paradigm is shifting and people are migrating.
Can't paradigms do anything else?
I know.
Fucking sit down.
They just need to. The industry is not is. You know, there's so much infrastructure and so much like setup to one pointed in one direction that if something changes, they gotta. It's a big semi truck barreling down the highway trying to pull a Huey or something. You know,
man,
it's like
they're
it's
fucking
a
up.
wide turn radius.
We got it all figured out.
Oh boy, do we ever!
You want to talk about how much we have it figured out, and then I'll go on about I figured out some more about having it figured out.
Okay, well we could chop reviews in half and
what else do we have? What else do we have for review? Say it was good.
Oh well, I watched that Bored to Death.
Oh yeah.
The Jason Schwartzman and Zach Galifianakis and Ted Danson, HBO.
Even believe it's a real thing.
I know, it blows my mind. I wasn't super excited for it. I saw an ad for it, and the ad was boring. And I was like, all right, well, we'll see what this is. But, you know, I like all those dudes. Yeah. Fine. And, you know, it's HBO, and, like, they always do good stuff. So I checked it out, and it was really, it wasn't surprising, but I really enjoyed it. Funny, but not like joke. You know, bust a butt.
Right.
Funny. It's just, it's like a little funny, nice movie kind of thing. And it has a nice premise that I'm looking forward to seeing continued. And the characters seem really good, and the writing seemed good, and it was neat. And, I don't know. I don't know, like, what the run is going to be on it, if it's just going to be like a...
The Runza?
6 or an 8 or something like that, which would be great. I think more series should do that. Sure.
Yeah, too much.
You know, there's so many goddamn shows that don't ever make it.
Yeah.
Give them all 6 or 8 and just be like, hey, you get 6 or 8. Fucking do your season. And if it's
stop cutting shit off at 3. That's just fucking bogus. That's a waste.
You can't do anything in that. But, like, they shell out so much money to these people just to have it thrown away when they don't.
I know. If you just write a little 6er, you know, and have it wrap up neatly, then people can decide, well, is it fucked or not? Yeah.
And then you can put it on a DVD. You can fucking whatever. Like,
yeah.
Already spent the money.
But when you just kill it at 3 episodes or 4 or whatever, then it's just it's not enough to.
They take their big hit ones and they're like, hey, do 26. And they're like, fucking 26.
Okay. All right. What if it's Doug Benson and Luke Wilson and John Ratzenberger instead? Would that be a better show or a worse show?
I watch that too.
Yeah.
I do. Of course.
All right.
That's good.
Oh, man. You know, remember in like Shaun of the Dead where they're when they meet up with the other people and it's the exact same lineup, you know, but
like, they're all like, come get some zombies. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
No.
Oh, you gotta watch that movie.
I know. I've seen Hot Fuzz, but not
Hot Fuzz is awesome. It's probably a better movie, but it's debated. But no, there's a scene when like all the hero survivors are all, you know, going around and they run into like a group of other survivors and it's sort of like a mirror image like of alternates, you know, it's like that.
You know? Oh, cool, yeah.
Yeah, and some of them are recognizable.
All the Archie types and Jughead types?
Yeah, kind of like that. So they should do that in every show where they have like a bizarro.
Doppelgangers.
Seinfeld did that, but they didn't.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
You know, for a guy who likes Superman so much, that show could have been more about comics, don't you think?
No fucking shit. He didn't appear to like Superman at all. He didn't have Superman comics or shit anywhere. No.
For a show about a comedian, that show could have been more about comedians, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. No, for a guy who likes Superman so much, well, how's he fucking all them broads? Come on. He's breaking up with them? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Let alone what he looks like.
Yeah! What's the deal with your face?
And how he acts in public.
Oh, yeah.
lack of acting.
Oh man, did you talk about
Seinfeld a little bit? No.
Did you? Okay, yeah. So Seinfeld, was it good? Wasn't that this week?
I liked the Seinfeld
season premiere this week. Was it good?
You know, I watched a ton of Seinfeld when it was on, like when I was in high school and stuff.
Yeah.
And always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Reruns would come on. I would watch them and be like, yeah, this is good. In hindsight, someone says name in the top 10 best shows of all time. Seinfeld's not on my list.
No.
I don't know.
Let me hear your top 10 in order in this scientific.
Another time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess a lot of people are more in love with it than I am, but like, I liked it. It was solid. It was good. And yeah. No, it's for some reason, maybe it's because it's too old or what? I don't know. Or is it because it's one of those things that's just a given, like The Simpsons, you know?
It's worn out its welcome. You can't get away from it. And every time it comes on, it's like this one. Oh, it's this one.
Right. Yeah. And that sort of trumps any jokes are happening in the actual episode.
It's this one.
The macro.
Pretty much. I think that is what it is. Yeah. Because you can sum up an episode
you don't feel that way about The Simpsons, though, right? Simpsons is only vaguely about something.
Yeah. You know? Simpsons is every episode is. That's the thing. You get two sentences. You can say two sentences about any episode. There's the thing that happens, right. And there's the other thing that happens.
There's a lot of extra shit that goes on in those, though. They pop in.
Dude, the first 4 minutes or whatever is the best of any episode, though. The setup that it's unrelated, or maybe loosely related.
That should be the show. I would watch. Yeah. I would watch a whole set of those.
Yeah, me too. All in a row. Come on.
Hey, Simpsons, cut your episode length to 4 minutes.
That's right.
And use it as a little interstitial between Tracy Ullman's new show.
So we were saying, me and Brian were talking about how they should all the channels. Is that a word you guys have? You don't
stations.
Say channels there. You say
I don't
stations.
Know.
Do you say channels?
I don't know anymore.
All right. It doesn't matter. They're both
networks
elite.
They're not even networks. Like, some are networks and some are fucking... I don't know how it all works.
They're not even net worths.
I turn on the box and there's shows on. What the fuck do I care?
So, okay, they should put... Brian said there should be a survey. And this is what I agree with, that there should be a survey.
Yes.
You go to... Suppose you go to NBC.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or .cat.
Which I don't know why I would. There's nothing there.
.cat. Yeah, you go there and it's like, nope. Canadian, no. Blank. They're supposed to go there.
Oh, they don't allow people from other countries to watch their television. Why would that?
First of all, one, that's fucked. Gotta go. Two, Brian was saying there should be a survey, and I agree. You just go to the site, and you fill out the shit that you're interested in. You let them know that I like pogs, I like sandwiches, I like coffee, I like, you know, these are things I'm likely to buy, you know?
Yeah.
And so then... What?
Yeah. But anything, too. Like, not just limited to that. Like, hey, I like... dildos, and I can't think of anything else. But the things that wouldn't be on television.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because it's like, oh, some kid might see this. Like, well, no, I'm not
cigars,
a kid.
Here's
cigars, dildos, and alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm not a kid. Here's my info. Here's what I like. And then they give you the ads. Because, like, you know, they're all worried that, like, oh, people are downloading and people are t-rolling and fast-forwarding through ads and all this. And it's like, well... Shit, man, you have never, ever, ever figured out how to get on the ball. And it's such a fucking wide net advertising mentality that just doesn't,
if you,
it doesn't
if they
work
put it. The show on their site for us to download with the commercials in there, and it's commercials for shit we care about, we'll watch the fucking commercials and probably buy that shit. Like, I would not go download the shit illegally or whatever. I mean, loose morally or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If they had it on the thing and it was like day of, good quality.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Put a commercial. Not streaming. That. Let me watch it wherever. You know.
Yes. Agreed.
I have to do some dishes sometime, and I don't. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Not everyone wants to sit at their computer and something.
No, I want to sit on the couch.
Or even on their couch these days.
I want to lay on the floor.
Put it on a portable device or something. You know.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. They do that thing where they, like, when it's streaming and they force you, like, you can't fast forward through an ad and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's only annoying because it's about fucking air freshener, you know? My air is already fresh. I live in Canada.
It's funny, yeah. But it's one ad every time, or it's like one super fucking long ad or whatever, you know? But, I don't know.
And here's another idea that
here we
I
go,
had.
Yes.
People are always talking about how, you know, music videos, they're just advertisements or albums. Yes,
right.
Fuck. And you know what? Everyone loves them. Everyone wants to watch them.
Give me
three music videos in between my commercial breaks.
And then pack the music videos full of products.
If you want, I don't fucking care. And be like, here, what are the bands you like? What kind of music? And or maybe not even, because I'll still watch a shitty like rap video or R&B.
Whoa,
you know?
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? You were picking.
Yeah,
up.
I gotcha.
Yeah, but there's stuff that like I wouldn't normally. But like, you know, if it's like just a one-off, I'm not watching a whole block of it, and if it's gonna come on, I'll watch it. Ironically, I don't care. I'll be like, I'll watch it and watch it. Yeah, I'll cross my arms and watch that shit. You know. Stuff like that, or toy ads, we can make fun of it. They don't care. They're just like, oh, we got to play ads. Hey, Hasbro, we played your ads to this guy. Like, yeah. Maybe he'll buy your collectible stuff. No, I won't, but I want to see what it is and maybe make fun of it. You know?
You might buy
it. You never know. You might turn somebody.
Yeah.
You're not going to turn me on to buying fucking,
a Prius?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe they should also have a thing for like how much money you make. You know, people are like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You put zero on there.
No, like, I want to watch ads
for Alpha Getty.
Rolls Royce ads, nothing but, please, thank you.
Hey, and if you're into that, then you should be able to.
Yeah.
All car ads, please. I only like cars. Go for it.
Why
I don't
not?
Care.
Yes. Goddamn dicks.
But no, the advertising infrastructure and methods of...
Advertising Tycoon? Is that a game?
I play
that game.
It hasn't changed since forever. And they're like, oh, shit, now we have to try and charge money for downloads, and then we got to try... They're doing it. They're fucking up. They're doing it wrong.
They are fucking up.
You guys are fucking up. You don't know.
Stuff it full of more commercials. Well, I just don't. That's the thing. Everything is whittled down to the last couple of companies or whatever. Like, fucking spread that shit out, man. Spread it around. Reuse some sets.
What if you were watching Lost, right?
Yeah.
Commercial break comes on, and it comes up, and the cast from Lost is all starring in the ad.
Like the old days.
Yeah. But, like, you know, it's clear that it doesn't belong to the show. They're all dressed differently and, like...
Yeah. They've all got backwards baseball caps on this.
Exactly. And they're all playing different roles and stuff like that. That would be fun. You would kind of, like, watching them that way, right?
Shit, yes.
What do you think?
We could save...
Or if it's a funny show, you say, like, hey, Jon Stewart, here's your products that you're going to do. Have your joke writers write funny jokes that help sell these.
People are against that, though. I don't know why people are against it. People act like they don't even like products.
You're
like,
on television. Placement. Television is being paid for by your advertising. You might as well have a hand in it. And they act like it's separate. And it's like, oh, we had nothing to do with those ads that just came on. Like, it's all the same machine. We all know it.
TV was only there to put ads in our face. And then they were like, well, we got to put something else on here.
It's like sandwich is becoming the bread, you know? It's like, here, you like bread? Here, have a sandwich. Here's a good way to have bread. Like, no, that's not why I'm eating a sandwich.
It's
the bread is there to deliver.
Shit.
Yes. Come
God.
On, it's for the fans. I'm going to eat a piece of bread. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a sandwich so I can enjoy my bread. No, I would just eat the fucking bread. I don't even know what I'm saying.
I kind of got lost
myself.
Hungry. I don't know.
I don't know. Hungry or horny.
Well, we better wrap it up. So you can figure out if you're coming or going.
When I was at the supermarket the other day, there's a young checkout girl asked me if I wanted my meat wrapped.
Oh, shit.
And I couldn't tell if she was, like, coming on to me.
Uh-huh.
No, I thought she wasn't coming on to me. But, like, I didn't know if she was making a joke, like, if she knew what she was saying. I, like, sort of eyeballed her.
She must know.
She was looking right at me when she was just, like, and she wasn't cracking up.
Is she eyeing you up and down? She must get a lot of practice, though, being the straight man at that routine, though.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, would you try it? Do you think there must be people who are, I don't know. Like, you don't want to assume everybody who's working that kind of job is dim and, like, doesn't have anything interesting or funny to say. Like, no, like, there's got to be tons of people like us who are awesome and smart and funny.
Yeah.
It's an awesome podcast that people enjoy.
Titter.
What?
Titter? I'm tittering over here.
Titter.com? Is that
it? Yeah.
Sorry. what was my point? Anyway.
Oh, just that you don't know if she's stupid or if she was making a joke.
Yeah, I have no. You just don't know with people.
That's the beauty part right there, that you don't know. That's what makes it good. You guys are. It lasts forever.
Wait, who? What?
You and the meat lady. It's meant to be.
Talking about my smooth balls.
Yeah. Go interview her.
Oh, I'm too embarrassed.
Just go play this at her.
Yeah? On a boombox. Hold it up outside the store.
Oh shit. That would be pretty good. Fuck. People just blasting their podcast. If I can, yeah. Do it.
Blasting the ass of the podcast. Do we have any more shows? Do you want
No.
I'm already fucking late.
No, we're super done.
You don't talk about Survivor? What else was there?
It was just Survivor, that's it. That's it. I mean, you know, Mad Men's been on for a little while and whatnot. Weeds had a real good season this summer.
I've never watched Weeds.
Oh, I gotta get into my tirade about UK Big Brother some later time.
Didn't I already do it for you?
No, there's so much more to say.
Whoa! In your face! Yep.
So, I think we should hit the dusty trail.
Face.
It's getting long.
2006.
Oh, yeah.
What?
2006.
Bye versus bye. I gotta hear them all.
Yay.
If this is your first time listening and you're like, oh, should we go start it? No, just work backwards.
Sit you're tight.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not continuous. It's not a, what do you call it?
What?
Prequential.
Yeah.
Or it is prequential.
It's prequential, yeah.
Yeah. You gotta go back.
Do it.
Imagine if we planned it out where, like, if you listen to it in reverse, it led into each other in reverse. Yeah.
It probably does. Because it's all about pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Except for this one.
Oh, you fucking blew it. We were going to say the word pizza. Now we can't.
Shit. Oh, show's over.
Show's over, Synergy.
Johnny, get a soft orange glow. Hey.
Johnny, shit. High school one time, I was running the 90 meter hurdles, high hurdles. I was running the race and my foot clipped one of the hurdles and I fell and rolled. And I got back up and I finished the race and I think I still got I didn't get first, but I think I got second or third.
If he has not put a ring on you, you're pretty much single and is not gonna work. But let me break down bottom line, Lewis Williams, Life Skills, iHustleNation.com. Let me break down what a relationship is and how they should work.
I would never want to be a woman. I'm sorry. You guys have to go through much. Too freaking much. You have your period. You have your hair. You have just everything that you worry about that you really don't even need to, like your makeup and your nails and all that type of shit. My nails look wonderful, and I don't really do anything except clip them.
Ain't nothing front about what I'm doing. $10 at the drugstore.
If you guys want to go over there, it's www.Annabelle cosmetics.com.